Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow, for a second I thought you weren't there. Where's Glenn? I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 23rd, 2012, episode 365, sponsored by Kentucky for Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore!
Thank God it's Friday!
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Happy Friday morning to everyone. I guess we're working on the delay a little bit. Glenn, are you there? Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Yay!
Oh, man, I don't know what happens. Sometimes yours is like on the, you're listening on delay. It's like if you said a cuss word, we could delete it, you know? And
yeah.
Do the radio 7-second delay. That's pretty much what you're on right now. And it should be good now. We're good.
All right, yeah. And I promise right. Not to cuss. I did that once before, and the audience sort of got on me about it. So,
what, you cussed? What was it on the
Remember
show?
Remember the one day I said the S word accidentally? I was just on a roll, and I was one of my high horses.
I forgot about that. Nobody complained about that, did they?
Well, I had a couple comments on Facebook. They weren't complaining. They were just like, ha, 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 you know, laughing at me. 2,000 episodes, all the episodes we've done, and guess what? I'm the only one that swore on the show.
Well, you know, if it's going to be somebody, it might as well be you.
Well, at least the boss wasn't mad at me. So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's going to be somebody, it should be you. Now, I would like to start the show, Glenn, sending out a message. And this message is for somebody named Amanda. And Amanda, you're going down, sister. How freaking dare you? I cannot believe what you emailed me yesterday. This person, you know, I'd like to say something to you, Amanda. But like, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody who Amanda is, and then I have a message for her.
Are you talking about Horse Nation movie critic?
Yes.
Well, yeah, see, the other day on the show, when the Horse Nation was on Monday, Leslie was here, and she was talking about, you were talking about horse movies. And you said that your favorite horse movie was Man from Snowy River, right? Is that what it was?
Yes, from Snowy River.
Followed closely by The Return from Man from Snowy River, or whatever that one was called. So, and then... You know, Leslie apparently told the movie critic over there at Horse Nation, who had never seen it before, and it's Amanda the girl, and she went and she wrote a whole thing yesterday. She took a day, and she actually went and watched it. Got to give her credit for that. And she wanted to see if it was the best movie of all time. Well, she kind of didn't agree with you.
You know, she just not only did not agree with me, she directed the review at me.
Yep.
And just because I said it was the greatest horse movie of all time, what she said was lacking in the movie. was the horse-human bond, the connection that should be found. Now, I believe that I said that interchangeable was The Man from Snowy River and Return to Snowy River, and that it's actually a complete movie if you watch both. It's like part one and part two. And if Amanda's not watched part two, you need to watch part two because you'll find the horse-human bond. It's a perfect horse movie. And all I want is I want to talk to Amanda. I want her on the phone. I want to book her as a guest. And I want to go over the fact that she basically, she kind of ripped my movie.
Well, Leslie comes on Mondays, remember, so maybe we can get Leslie to have Amanda here, too. So we can have a throwdown.
Woo-hoo! I mean,
boxing gloves, swords, knives.
Yeah.
Duel at dawn.
I was gonna try to find that there is a there's a very well respected, very famous writer that also agrees with me that this is the greatest horse movie of all time. I mean, you know, it's actually the best movie of all time, but I'm going to keep it in the category of horses. The best horse movie of all time, and I was trying to get that person on the phone as well. That's why I kept going, are we going to get her? Are we going to get her? I need backup. So I'm going to bring that person on the air when we do get Amanda, because I feel like it's important to kind of justify and to have a little bit of backup and to have, you know, some, well, somebody else's opinion that actually matters besides mine. I mean, obviously, mine matters. But the fact that this woman, this Amanda person, gets on and starts the whole movie review with talking about how the first 5 minutes of the movie are pretty sad, which is true. But then he says an unnamed mountain man attempts to cheer him up with some fresh wallaby stew to no avail. Well, that unnamed mountain man is Spur, okay, number one. Number two, his dad just died. His horse just died. His horse just got loose and ran away with the Brumbies. How is Wallaby Stew going to cheer him up? So really, honestly, that's just the beginning. I can go on, but I won't. I'll stop myself because I'm going to save it for when we get Amanda on the air. And she was too scared to come on, I think, like today.
Well, I tell you what, I'm never watching this movie and saying anything about it because you'll just rip me a new one. I'm not doing it. I'll never watch it.
I mean, come on. One of the best lines in the movie is, Jim, a man without a horse is like a man without legs. I mean, come on. That's a great line.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we start with the ultimate in horse girl bling, Equinite. Bob Merkert, inventor of Equinite, will be here to tell us the entire story. Those of you who listened to yesterday's show will have a little bit of an idea of where we're going with this, and I'm sure the hoof debate will come up again. And Really Bad Ads is back today with California Equine Products. They will be here to tell us about the pretty totally awesome suede bareback pad that they're giving away as today's prize, a $150 value. Folks, one of you out there listening is going to win. And stay tuned for the second Friday Fracas of the Week.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, my Daily Winnie, this Friday, Freestyle Friday, goes out to John Bandruff Check, who posted on our Facebook yesterday. And John, I don't know if I've given you a Daily Winnie before, but you're a member of Man Nation that listens to this show. Listen next Friday, John, because we have the Horse Husbands episode where we trash the women. Next Friday, tune in then. Just saying. That's all.
I would like to give a daily... I've got two, Glenn.
Okay.
Barbara Evans posted a really fantastic thing on our Facebook page, letting us know that if you follow at CNBC on Twitter... Do they call it at CNBC or just...
No, okay, that's what they do. Yep.
Throwing at. I'm still learning to speak Twitter.
Twitter talk.
Twitter talk. Tweet talk. If you have a chance, you have a chance to win a VIP trip to the Kentucky Derby and a $100,000 bet. You just have to tweet them at CNBC. I want to win the at CNC pound Derby dream bet. Wait, that's not called pound, is it? It's called something else.
No. A hashtag. That's actually a hashtag.
Hashtag. I knew it was something else. So, I want to win the @CNBC hashtag Derby Dream Bet. That actually sounds fun. And if somebody can help me tweet right now and follow and then tweet, I would really like to enter. That would be very helpful.
I saw an ad for this on TV, actually. And they are going to give you $100,000 of cash. Now, you have to bet it. You have to bet it at the window. But they're going to give you $100,000 to bet at the window. How cool is that?
Is it all on one bet?
I didn't see anything about that. If somebody knows the rules better than we do, maybe you could post that on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. We'd appreciate it because I didn't see whether you had to put it all on one horse or you could spread it around. Because if you could spread it around, you could make sure you win something.
Yeah, right. I spread my own money around and don't win anything. How about this? I would like to place a bet on every horse in the race. Thank you very much.
That's what you do. That's what you have to do, I think. That's what you'd have to do. All right, one more Daily Winnie for you.
Well, this one goes out to Don Deems for keeping us up to date. Our favorite standardbred racing horse, well, second if you don't count Wildfire. See you at Peelers.
Woohoo!
Making her 2012 debut tonight, Yonkers Raceway in the 8th race. Now, See You at Peelers is a harness racer who was like almost like the harness racing Zenyatta. I was a mare that was like 15 for 15, 16 for 16, did lose one race, and turns out she was a little bit sick. We've had her trainer on, Jimmy Tactor has been on the show, and this mare is an unbelievable pacing filly. And, I tried to find some more details on it, and there's like nothing on the website. I Googled See You at Peelers and the race tonight, and I can't come up with anything. I don't know how you found that out, but I want to know. See You at Peelers went 21 for 21. Dude, this little filly is amazing. But I'm glad she's back. She had to have the winter off, and she's back, people.
That means I get to start saying that at the end of the show again.
For
those that don't know, See You at Peelers, the name came about because actually, was it the owner of the horse, I think, named... came up with the name See You at Peelers, and Peelers is a strip club. And that's where the name See You at Peelers came from. It was sort of a joke between the owners, and that's how See You at Peelers. And that's why I used to say it at the end of every show. It's appropriate for the end of Friday shows because you'd probably go to a strip club on the weekend. Now, I wouldn't know because I've never done that, but just saying.
Strip clubs on the weekend that's listening to this show.
I don't know. You know, we have a lot of guys out there listening. Did you see the picture I posted yesterday that got so many comments about the husband daycare center? Did you see that one?
Okay, I just looked at it. Explain to me what's going on here.
Okay, it's a picture of two guys standing in front of a saloon. It says saloon and eatery. And there's this great big sign in the window that says husband daycare center. And it says need time to relax, need time to yourself. Want to go shopping? Leave your husband with us. We'll look after him for you. You only pay for his drinks. I thought that was so clever. It's funny.
What I think is clever is I almost just laughed out my and had my coffee come out my nose when I read Haley Walvin wrote, "How about I drop one off and then collect a different one?" Okay, that's funny. I know, funny. That's funny.
It's like going to Redbox at the McDonald's. You trade in a movie for a new one.
Yeah.
Karen jumped in and said, "I didn't know that bars needed to advertise for this."
No, this is strictly advertising to sell the woman on it. I mean,
exactly.
That's all they're doing here. That is so fantastic. I love it. I love it. It's great.
That's a good one. That was pretty good. I found that yesterday, and I said, I have to post that up there. That was good. Well, something happened yesterday. You came out of the blue. I don't know where you found this on Horse Nation, too, I think. You came up with this website that sold a most unusual product, and it ended up being a whole topic of conversation yesterday. Remind everybody about that. And then you said to Jennifer, and God bless Jennifer, you said to Jennifer, get this guy on that's doing this because we need to talk to him right away. And Jennifer found him yesterday after the show, and the next day he's here. So kudos to Jennifer for coming up with this so quickly. So remind everybody what it was.
Okay, Equinite.com. It is a jewelry company that makes jewelry out of your horse's hoof. And they have, you know, they have their own hoof provided, or you can send them a piece of your own horse hoof. So I just wanted to talk to Bob and be like, where did this come from? So, Bob, you're here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us so quickly. I don't know how the horse hoof business is, but I'm sure you're pretty busy.
Well, we're pretty new, and I have a jewelry store that I run, and so this is part-time. The Equinite is part-time. Hopefully, very shortly, it'll be full-time.
Tell me exactly how you got the idea of making jewelry out of horse hooves.
Well, of course, it all started when my daughter said, Daddy, can I have a pony? Right. And I said, my wife said, if we get a horse, I'm leaving. So we got a horse. And
did she leave?
And no, she didn't leave. She
okay.
Didn't
leave.
No, he's leaving.
So the people we bought the horse from hadn't clipped the hooves in a long time. So they said, oh, you got to get the farrier as soon as you get the horse. And so we were all new to it, you know. And so we got the farrier. And when the farrier left, I just went out to the barn. And it was all dark in the barn. And it's just kind of, if you believe in divine intervention or serendipity, but there was a beam of sunlight in the dark barn shining right on the clipping. And it was almost like an eerie sight. So anyway, I picked yeah, right, exactly. So I guess that moment changed my life because I picked up the clipping and I'm going, wow, you know, this is pretty nice. I wonder if I could do anything with it. I'm always doing crazy things like that. I've made jewelry out of bones and baby teeth and things. So so I brought it in the basement and played with it for a while, and I ended up with a nice little cuff bracelet for my daughter with a round gem in it, you know, and I said, hey, look what I made from your horse hoof. Isn't that neat? And I walked away. I thought I'd never see it again. But as people saw it, they came to me and were saying, you know, I want one of those. And I said, no, I don't do that. It's just something I did for my daughter. And, well, finally this one lady had a 30-year-old horse, and she would not leave my store until I said I would do it. So I made her one, and that was when it started. I agreed to make this lady a bracelet from her old horse that all the kids grew up riding. And so that was about 2 years ago, and now we've got the website, and we're going crazy.
Well, so let's get into the details here. Now, to me, I find that women love farriers. They love their farrier, and, you know, a lot of women end up, you know, in relationships with their farriers, because I believe uh-huh. that deep down women love the smell of hoof, and that is what they're attracted to, is the
right.
smell of hoof.
Now, you're the first one to say this. This is wonderful news.
I
That's
do,
a new quote on his website. Jamie says, women love
that
smell
is great, yes. We've been doing
I'm
this 2 years.
You.
No one has ever said that. That's fabulous.
Well, I just think that is the real reason that women, you know, I'm sorry, at every barn, women always swoon over the farrier, and we've had hot farrier contests, yeah. stuff like that, and it's I swear it's because they smell like hoof. So
I thought it was the sweat and the muscles, but maybe it is the smell of the hoof.
No, it's the smell. I don't know why, because, you know, if you were to walk into a barn and smell hoof, like if somebody cleans their horse's feet and there's thrush, you'd be like, oh, gross. Yet a man walks by with that smell on him. Oh, my God, I love him.
So now we got to have a Equinite cologne, I imagine. That's going to be
oh, there you
item.
Go. There you
God,
go.
That, I went in on that. I went in. No, so now wearing this on my on my finger, a ring, or having a bracelet or a necklace that smells like hoof. I would not find that awesome, and my husband would not be attracted to that, because it's opposite effects with men. Men, where women love the smell of hoof, I find that men are kind of repulsed by the smell
of hoof. Yeah, I agree. I'm with you in that one, baby.
So
well,
do these
so,
smell?
Apparently women are attracted to the smell of horse hoof. The Equinite jewelry has absolutely no smell. I mean, it's like a pearl doesn't smell like an oyster. And Equinite has no smell. It's completely processed. In fact, I personally guarantee that your dogs won't recognize the jewelry as being horse hoof.
I didn't
even
think about the dog eating it.
Oh, the dog will identify. Now, dogs got a smell that's, 10,000 times more sensitive than humans. And if I can fool them, I can fool anybody, right? So there's no smell whatsoever.
My dogs actually smell the farrier's truck from about 3 miles away as it's coming to my house.
Yeah.
So, this would be really good. After, I totally didn't think about that. I'd be so mad if my dog ate my ring. That would stink. All right, so now I notice that there are different colors to the jewelry and every little piece of hoof. So how do you do that? Like, is it just whatever trimming? How does that work? How do you get the different colors?
Exactly. The horse's natural colors come through. It's all natural coloring. Of course, a black horse will have black, and white horses have white. Some of them almost look like a pearl. Some look like onyx. And then you got the browns with the stripes. And then the other factor that affects color is as you get deeper into the hoof material, it changes color. It gets sometimes whiter as you go deeper. And so sometimes you get a variation and layers of different colors start being exposed and things. So it's a lot of fun working with it, because you find you get into a piece and it turns out to be gorgeous when it just looked like a normal.
And I've always loved Tiger's Eye jewelry. That's the brown and black stone that's kind of iridescent. These look like that stone.
A lot of people think it's Tiger's Eye. They see it and they go, oh, yeah, Tiger's Eye. But,
So does anybody else do this, or did you invent some special way to make these?
No, I came up, as far as I know, no one else is doing anything like it, and I came up with the process, and so that's it. We've been doing it for 2 years, and it's been growing great. So I'm getting, the more exposure I get, the more people are ordering, and the thing that really keeps me going is I get emails, and people call me when they get the jewelry to just thank me, for the piece from their horse that they love, so it's sort of keeps me going with the project.
Now, do most people want this jewelry, do they want their own horse's hoof incorporated, or do they just kind of take whatever?
About 80% of my sales are custom from their own horse, either as a gift. Some stables have one horse that's real popular and all the girls ride it, and then one of the other people buy all the girls a piece of jewelry from that, famous horse or whatever, the local popular horse or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys think I could get a piece of Zenyatta's hoof and have some jewelry made out of it?
Yeah, good luck with that.
I need the lame den people. There's a famous racehorse that I really love, and she's in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I would love that. Yeah. Let me just let you know that they pretty much, if I get within like about 3 miles of that farm, they call security. So,
you've been traveled there?
Not yet, but they know me.
Hey, Jamie, I have a question. So now, I heard too that you will, like if I send you a piece of hoof, by the way, how do you say the word H-O-O-F?
Well, it's only got two O's, so I say hoof.
Ha!
Yeah!
Oh, wait a minute. He said it your way. Okay.
Yes! From now on, the rest of this whole interview has to be said like hoof, not like Glenn thinks he's from London. Hoof.
So now, I heard that you even, like if I send mine in for my horse and you make a little pendant or whatever I want out of it. And then you will actually store it for me, so if I want something else later, I don't have to send another piece?
Yeah, and it's because I charge $50 for custom from your own horse, and that includes me processing it separate from my regular production, and I keep it all separate, and then I get it down to storage in a file. I literally have a file cabinet with hundreds and hundreds of horses now. It filed in your name with your order number, and if you have several horses, they'll all be there, you know, if you send me the clippings. And then you don't have to pay another additional fee. That's a one-time $50 fee. And then you can just call up and say, hey, I want this ring, and make it from Jack, and then I do that.
Doesn't hoof after it comes off the horse dry out and become cracked? That was one of the things I wondered about the jewelry. Doesn't it dry out after a period of time and crack?
No. When you dry it, it gets almost as hard as a rock, and that's what made me treat it like a rock. And so I just did like a lapidary work on it, you know, shape it like you would a stone. And the cracking, sometimes you do see a crack, and you work around that. That's why I ask people to send me all the clippings. Don't just send me one little piece, because it's like wood. If you've ever worked with wood, you have to work around the knots and the bad spots and find the good stuff. And that's exactly what I do with the hoof clipping.
Wow.
I suppose my next question is, do you send a little piece, or do you like just like all the horseshoes, the side looking pieces that your dog loves that they grab and they run away and they fight with other dogs over it, the big bonus pieces. So you're supposed to send all the super bonus pieces.
Well, it depends on how much you love your dog, I guess. But the more material I have to work with, the better. At the beginning, I had to raffle the dogs for the clippings to make stuff. So I know all about how the dogs like that.
I love this idea. I love it.
Now, I do want to clarify, too. This is a question I had, and I did see this, that you say this. Now, the ones that people can buy that are not their own horse clippings are obviously a little cheaper because there's not a processing fee for doing your own. But I've been assured that you don't use cadaver horse hoof, dead horses to make this.
No, absolutely not. There's a lot of work here. I'm here in central Vermont. And there's a lot of workhorses here, and man, those things are big, some of those clippings. And I have people know that I'm into this, and they just drop them off here now. So I got a lifetime supply of hoofs here, hoof clippings. And they just dry up and they store well. And
now I have another sensitive question. Does your wife make you shower before you come back into the house after a day of working with horse hooves?
No, it's hot.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
We have a very efficient ventilation system, like in a wood shop where there's negative air pressure, so all the smell goes out, and it's fine.
Okay, so
but
according
I do shower,
to my...
Just so you know.
Good to know.
According to my theory... Now, your wife, does she ride?
No. She just today made arrangements to take her first lesson down the street with a lady. So we're going to see how that goes.
That's fantastic. Very good. Because I was just going to say, like, eventually the smell of hoof on your hands is going to win her over. And I was wondering
if... That's what it must have been. You're right.
I'm telling you. Well, let's get your website. Let's tell everybody where to find you. And it's equinite.com, EQUINITE. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Equinite.com. You guys go on there, look. And if people have questions, can they contact you or somebody to kind of ask questions about their own ideas for something? How can they get a hold of you? If somebody has a question or something, can they get a hold of you or somebody that works with you?
Oh, yeah. The email is on the website, and even my phone number is out there. So you can, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, and We can take care of it. We're adding new items to the website all the time because, you know, we're sort of doing this in between my real job. And so.
Well, one other thing before we let you go is that you've been kind enough to offer, this will be in 2 weeks because next week we're at a recorded show on Friday, but 2 weeks from now for Really Bad Ads, you're going to be giving away a product, right?
Right, exactly.
Tell everybody
really?
What you're giving away.
It's a pendant. You guys can pick it out, but we thought there's one there called the Martingale that might be nice if you like that.
That was my favorite one, by the way. That was my favorite
one, actually. Yeah.
And that's,
that?
You know, that's $105 value, and he's going to give that away for 2 weeks from now when we do Really Bad Ads again. So get your Really Bad Ad in now. Send it in to Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com, and you have a chance to win this beautiful pendant. And it does look like Tiger's Eye. You're absolutely right about that. But the amazing part is how these things shine up. I don't think we've stressed that enough. These hoofs shine up and look beautiful. And they're all different, which is kind of neat. I expected them to be all kind of the same, but so many of these have just different looks. And, you know, I'd be interested to see as you go through time if different breed of horses affect the look of the gems that you get out of it.
Yeah, I really haven't separated out the different breeds. When I get clippings, I just get a bucket full from a farrier or something, you know, and a lot of them are workhorses because I'm after the bigger pieces.
Right.
So
it'd be interesting to see that if you could see that trend over a period of time. But thank you so much for the giveaway. So in a couple of weeks, we'll be talking about this again as we give away a sterling silver Equinite pendant worth $100, and that'll be on the next Really Bad Ads in 2 weeks.
All right, so I'll be looking for you to send some clippings to me, Jennifer, Glenn, and Jamie, and we'll see if we can make something for you.
Oh, my gosh, I can't wait. I love it. No, I have two horses, so I've got to decide.
Now, before I send them both. Send them both. I have some pendants with two gems in them, side by side, or bracelets type of thing, and we can do that.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Bob, for being on the show and doing a giveaway with us. And I think that this is going to, if it hasn't already, blast off. It's just going to be
huge. Yeah, well, you know, just your mentions yesterday, whatever you did yesterday, I heard some of it. And the website hits just went out of sight. You guys are a popular program there.
Well, thank you for that compliment. That's nice to hear.
Jamie, somebody's listening.
We're like, really? Glenn and I are both confused. We thought we were talking ourselves.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, Bob, we'll have you on again. Thanks.
All righty, thank you.
Bye.
I love him. He is great. You got to have a good sense of humor to start a company that makes horse hoofs into jewelry. I mean, so what a neat guy.
I'm so proud of you, Glenn. Absolutely. And to have, like, the whole thing kind of start, like, first of all, my daughter, Daddy, I want a pony. And then to go from the light shone down through the skylight in the barn and illuminated that's how I imagine it anyway, illuminated the hoof until it shined, and I thought, that's jewelry. What? That would never happen.
Well, this sponsor for the show today is Kentucky Performance Products. And they have a product that's called Equijoule. And when temperatures, this product, how can I describe Equijoule? I'm trying to come up with a good description here for you. Well, let's just read it. When temperatures plummet and your horse starts burning extra energy to stay warm or vice versa, feeding more hay adds calories. But some of those horses, even extra hay and normal grain rotation aren't enough to stop them from dropping weight. Equine nutritionists all agree that fat supplements are a safe and highly effective way to increase calories during the cold or during changes in seasons. All-natural Equijoule stabilized rice bran from Kentucky Performance Products is a fat supplement of choice among top horsemen across the globe. You know, we all have met those horses that are just hard keepers and just don't seem to gain weight. It's a tasty pellet that's irresistible, and since it has balanced, what's CAP? Didn't we talk about that before? Did we ever determine?
CAP spells cap.
Yeah, but I don't know what it was. It won't cause mineral imbalances. Unlike starchy grains, the high-fat, low-starch energy from Equijoule reduces the risk of colic from grain overload and helps decrease hormone spikes, which can cause excitability. Any horse from a young growing horse to performance horses can, or to a retiree, can benefit from the extra calories provided by Equijoule rice bran. Keep the weight on your horse this winter, or if you have a hard keeper, with Equijoule today. And, of course, winter is over. Sorry about that. But if you have a hard keeper, this is the one for you. To learn more about the benefits of high-fat supplements and Equijoule, visit kppusa.com or give them a call at 800-772-1988. And also follow them on Facebook. They put a lot of great nutritional information on their Facebook page. It's worth taking a look at it and following on Facebook, because every day she posts something very interesting about your horse's nutrition up there. That's kppusa.com. Calcium phosphorus. Thank you, Jennifer. See, I knew she would know. It's calcium phosphorus ratio.
CAP, baby. I just thought you were just being a little bit illiterate. Cap.
I know what CAP meant.
It spells cap. I didn't know it was abbreviated.
Sorry about that, Karen. We'll try and do better on the next ad.
Well, you know, I use so many of Kentucky Performance products between the Joint Armor and the Nalox Plus, which is, hey, I just to tell you, when the vet came to do Jet's teeth this past Monday, she said, oh, you've got Nalox. And I said, no, this is Nalox Advanced. And she said that they use Nalox all the time and prescribe it all the time to horses that have some digestive upset. And I told her, I sold her on the Nalox Advanced. I'm like, you guys have to use this one because this one has changed. Nalox Advanced has changed Jet. I mean, he all of a sudden put on weight. He doesn't get as grumpy when I brush him. Everything doesn't hurt. Like, he always seemed to hurt when I brush him. Anyway, long story short, it's working really well. And my vet is like, oh, my God, I'm going to totally try that now. So Nalox Advanced, if you have any sort of problem like that. So did I make up for your Equijoule?
Yeah, you did. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Appreciate the help. It's Friday. We're moving next week.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my gosh, that's right. You're moving down to Florida. You're going to love it. A brilliant idea to be in Kentucky for the winter and then move to Florida for the summer. That was awesome.
That was terrific timing on our part. Yeah. You can blame Jennifer for that.
I found this blog. And the blog is called TuckerTheWonderKind.blogspot.com. And it is a blog where a woman writes kind of things about her horse. Tucker is her horse. And you can look for Tucker's story. It looks like he's a hunter-jumper horse. And she just does this blog. And it's all about riders and funny things. TuckerTheWonderKind, WUNDER. kind.blogspot.com. And I don't know how I got to this blog, but I was clicking from one thing to the next, and all of a sudden it took me to this. And this is the things that riders say in public that probably are a bad idea. because, you know, when you walk into a coffee shop and you're wearing your boots and breeches or your breeches and half chaps or even your jeans and half chaps, you have that hoof smell no matter what. So you already stink. But then when you start saying things that are inappropriate in a non-barn setting, you have to be very careful. She says that she put this together by some Chronicle of the Horse threads that she's read over the years, where riders have laughed about the stuff they've said in public and have gotten them some very strange looks. And this list apparently is things that she said, and then we did add a couple more to the bottom of the list. And I was just going to run through them. Glenn, do you want to help me with this, or have you read them?
No, go ahead. Be my guest, Jamie. You knew I was going to throw you out on this one.
I kind of thought you'd help me there, but...
nope, I just want to hear you say these.
Well, you know, number one of the things that she's been in trouble saying is imagine yourself sitting at a Starbucks and you're leaning over talking to your friend and you say, of course I'm going to try to get her pregnant again. Why else am I paying all that money? Not something you want to say in public. Also, hey, do you remember where you got that huge container of KY jelly? I need to clean the sheets. I don't clean my sheets with KY jelly, but I get the idea. It's kind of like
a this scallop. Is a good one, though. The next one is a good one for a guy to say. Ugh, did I tell you? The fungus is back.
It's all over his body. The fungus is back. That's what I would say. Oh, he's got it all over his rear end. It's fungus everywhere. Now, I love this one. I really do. You know, well, I rode him for over an hour. For over an hour, and he will not be trying that again. yeah, number five. Yeah, she just lives outside the whole time she's pregnant, and she's barefoot. number six, you could be talking about your husband or your horse. His feet have been absolutely stinky lately. I really need to pick up something for him. Number seven, I almost felt like I should edit this one because it might not be appropriate for the show, but should I just go ahead and do it? Because it is.
Oh,
we
are talking Friday.
So all your children listening right now, please put your fingers in your ears.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
No, just talking about horses. Just as a large pony. Number seven, some days I think he's just too big for me, and I'm never going to be able to ride him right. That is so wrong. Next. Oh, that poor baby. There was diarrhea all over the walls. And then standing next to you, somebody going, oh, that's awful. That's so sad. Yeah, diarrhea all over the walls. Oh, what a mess.
Can you imagine you're at the Taco Bell and somebody just threw up his taco right there? Right.
Yeah, definitely. I love this one. Love, love, love. Yeah, I am definitely going to jump him tomorrow. We both really need it. I'm definitely going to jump him tomorrow. We both need it. On this blog, Tucker the Wonder Kind, some readers posted their thing. this is bad. When I was cleaning him, I was literally elbow deep in his man pocket.
That's the worst one yet.
That's so gross. I love the next one. The next one is, you know, he is the best old guy I have ever rode. You never would have known he was old from the way he rode. And then this is actually one that I said on Monday. And I didn't realize it. And I said it to the vet. And then I didn't realize it till later, where I said, I rode him so hard yesterday that I am going to give him one day off.
And most horse women have said that. You know, most horse women have said that.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So
I rode him today and he just didn't work hard enough.
He was so lazy when I rode him. I mean, there's so many jokes. So if anybody wants to post their own jokes on our Facebook page, things you say, inappropriate horse things that you say in public.
And keep them well edited, though. Please keep them well edited on our Facebook page. We appreciate it.
Let's take
a break for our song today, and then we're going to come back. And we're going to talk to the company that provided the prize for today's really bad ads. What a neat company. It's an employee-owned company, and all their products are made in America. And the employees do own this company. They own the whole thing, and they have an interesting story. So we're going to be getting them on in just a minute. But first, Chancey Neal, 18 years old, a barrel racer, and down there in Tennessee, in Nashville, trying to make a living, doing some music, and she is good. And this is her song, Ride Away. And maybe if the software decides to work today, we might hear it.
Blame it on the computer.
Can you play it? Can you?
Let me see here. What's it called? Ride
Away. Let me try again. Oh, there we go.
Yay!
Nancy Neal. Isn't that cool? She's terrific.
Oh, my gosh. I love her. Why is she not, like, super either super famous or winning American Idol right now?
I know. Well, and I did get to watch American Idol, by the way, last night. Jennifer and I watched it. And, boy, it was completely – the ones who were good last night were completely different than the ones that were good the week before. It's been changing every week. You know, there's some I just like every week, but some last night I liked last week that weren't very good. So it just
who surprised you? Because I've only watched one.
Well, the guy the week before, the soul singer there, the African American guy. What's his name?
I don't know, but he was awful.
Yeah, and the week before he was the best by far. Everybody agreed that he just blew the house down. The little Asian girl. Hands down, I hope she wins this thing. She for as tiny as she is, and she is itty bitty, she has this huge voice.
Yeah,
just love her voice. Oh, before we get to Bertha from California Equine, hold on one second, Bertha. There is somebody calling in that we're going to need to talk to in here in just a minute. But let me give you the show highlight. This is Glenn the Geek, and we are on Horses in the Morning, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. I'm here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen. And we are having some fun on Freestyle Friday. And our show highlight for the Horse Radio Network this week, and Jamie, you don't even know this. Do you remember you posted a cartoon earlier in the week of the two horses standing in the stalls and the door was left open? And they said, oh, there's a draft in here. And there was a picture of a draft horse standing in front of the stalls. Remember that cartoon?
Yeah.
Well, on Stable Scoop this week, we had the cartoonist who does all of those funny horse cartoons.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, her name was Jody Lynn Werner, and she has all of the funny horse cartoons you see going around the internet right now are pretty much done by her. And she was on, and what a sense of humor. She's hilarious. She was so much fun. And that show will be out in about an hour after this show is done. It's called, it's on stablescoop.com, and the episode is called Funnier Than Us, because she was certainly funnier than Helene and I. So she is a trip. She's so much fun, and she does a whole cartoon strip, and she does a whole bunch of fun stuff with it. So check that out on stablescoop.com. And, of course, we do 9 different shows on the Horse Radio Network. You know, you can hear all of them, all 9 of them, at horseradionetwork.com. Well, while we're waiting for this caller that's calling in, I think Jennifer, is she ready, Jennifer? I think she might be still on.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, you called for it, and apparently she heard it, and she is here. You want to recap what you did at the who you called out at the beginning of the show there, Jamie?
Well, it obviously must be Amanda, some chick named Amanda who thinks she can just, like, judge my movie. Amanda, are you here? What is going on?
Good morning, Jamie. Yes, I did judge your movie. I gave it 3.5 golden horseshoes.
Out of?
Out of 4 horseshoes.
3? Out of 3. 3.5 out of 3. I love it. So let me just ask you, did you not see the end of the movie? I mean,
well, wait a minute. Hold on, Jamie. Let's remind everybody who didn't hear the beginning of the show what movie you're talking about.
Well, obviously, the greatest horse movie of all time, The Man from Snowy River, okay? And apparently, Amanda, who writes and does movie reviews for Horse Nation, did not really agree with me and kind of slammed me a little bit in her article. So I called her out and I said, you know, obviously you were drinking heavily throughout the movie and you must have passed out before the end. Because
I saw the end. I saw the end. I swear.
Okay, so give everybody a brief review on what you thought, and then I'm just gonna pick you. It's my show now. Come on.
Well, I thought it was a very good movie, but I couldn't get over the fact that the central enemy for 2 of the main characters was a horse. I didn't think it was the greatest horse movie. Because of Stalker, I called him Stalker Brumby.
I know you
he kept attacking Jim. Apparently he was, you know, this long-lost gift that was the main Harrison father's, you know, arch enemy. And this Brumby had been terrorizing the countryside for his whole life. So I just couldn't wrap my head around that, that the horse was an enemy.
Okay. Now, this is what I want you to do. We have to get to our next guest, but I'm going to give you some weekend homework. Can you do some homework for me? Now, didn't you feel like when The Man from Snowy River ended, not to give anything away, the movie's like from the 80s, so when he rides away, don't you feel like, oh my God, the sequel is going to be so amazing? There's got to be a second. Possibly my ass. Okay. So, your homework this weekend is to watch The Return to Snowy River. There is 2, and I really don't feel like it is a complete movie until you see both. And I find that your complaints are going to be alleviated. Like, your problems are going to be solved when you see the second movie with Stalker Brumby, because Stalker Brumby is in The Return to Snowy River, and also the really had a hard
time. Maybe it's the greatest horse series of all time. Maybe we should say that.
No, like I said when I was reviewing, I did the top 10 list on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and it was Tuesday, and I did say that number 1 and 2 are interchangeable, and I find that I like the one, it's my favorite, whichever one I'm watching. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I love this one because it's what. Now, there are some, you know, as in any horse movie, you have to, Amanda, sit down with a glass of wine and absorb the scenery and the cinematography and the idea. There's some stuff you're just going to have to let go. Like in The Return to Snowy River, Harrison is played by Brian Dennehy, okay? So we go from Kurt Douglas to Brian Dennehy. And it's supposed to be a seamless transition into being her father, and he is god-awful in the movie. So you've got to kick Brian Dennehy out of the movie and just let it go. Just let it go. And then once you get past that, you'll be okay. But do realize it was made like 10 years later. So, you know, the characters have aged a wee bit. All that being said, your homework is to watch the second one, and I want to talk to you on Monday.
All right. I'll do it.
Amanda, I have to give you credit. You were brave to call in today.
I figured I was, but I had to.
I wasn't in
my words.
You know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion, Glenn, just as long as it agrees with mine.
Thank you, Amanda. By the way, I think you do a great job with your movie reviews over
there. It was an awesome review with the screenshots and everything. And I just remember, like, when they're kissing on the horse and you've got the picture of that there, I was like, oh, my God, I love that part. I love when they're galloping around. And they're riding Denny. By the way, the buckskin, he has a huge relationship with the buckskin. How could you say that any horse would go down that hill? Just any horse for any guy? No, they have a serious relationship. He's a mountain man. It's a mountain horse. They are.
Do you love the horse more, or do you love the man more? See, I think maybe.
Oh, that's a good question, because one of our listeners just posted, is Jamie watching the men or the horses in these movies?
Ah. Amanda, I got to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you here. I am married, and I love my husband. And number one, I did, because the guy that plays Jim Craig, Tom Burlington, did go on to have a stellar career as a Frank Sinatra impersonator. And I'm not lying. Okay, seriously. And I did try to get him to play at our wedding. number one. Number two, my husband wears an Aussie hat now, and we have been looking high and low for him to get a buckskin. So, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say. I love the horse, though. I love the horse and the guy. It's kind
Thanks,
of
Amanda. Horsenation.com.
Amanda, you're awesome.
That was good to talk to you, and I'll see you on Monday.
All right, sounds good. Do your homework.
Yeah, she's never calling back again.
No, she's not. I was pretty nice, though.
you were good.
She also needs to go and see Farlap. If you're going to have the Tom Burlington trilogy, you need to watch Farlap as well, where he starts.
Oh, she'll be crying her eyeballs out for a week after watching that movie.
I know. She won't be able to call Monday. Yeah, she, you know. I hope
all right, let's go to our next guest before we get to really bad ads for this week. But the prize for really bad ads was worth $150. For the winner of Really Bad Ads this week. And when we were at Ada this last time, Jennifer and I, we picked this as one of our products of the entire show. And that was the bareback pad from California Equine Products. And one of the things we found out about this company was that it's employee-owned. The company was going to go under, and the employees all got together, and they bought the company. They were going to be out of jobs. One day they walked in and said, oh, you're fired, you're out of here, we're closing the doors. And they got together, they raised the money, and the employees bought the company. It truly is an employee-run company. And we have Bertha on from California Equine. Good morning, Bertha.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today and for being on the air with us again. We had you on when we were over there at Ada, but we wanted to have you back just because we believe so much in this company and what you guys are doing over there. Everything is made there, and you make products of such high quality. Give us just a brief outline of all the different kinds of products you make.
Well, we manufacture all the leather horse products here, from race to English, polo equipment, and our forte is our Western tack. We do manufacture all the saddles here. Everything is made here. We use American domestic hides. And we use the best quality leather we can get. If it's not good quality, we don't use it. And we have a good following with our customers, and they love the product. If you spend a little more money for the product, it's going to last you a lot longer.
Well, I agree. And when we looked at your stuff, we could tell it was quality, which is why we came over and talked to you. And one of the things that really stuck out for us was these bareback pads. Tell us about those.
It's a phenomenal bareback pad, and we sell hundreds of these at a time. And it's a suede back bareback pad, and it has latigo attachments, and it's got a handle on it. And it's got latigo straps so you can fasten your own cinch to. And it's got a wool felt backing, so it's going to be comfortable for the horse as well. And it comes in 9 different colors. And we also offer it in the English version that has the English billets on it. And we also offer it with a knee row and a cantle row.
Jennifer is pining after, my wife is pining after that one. And I love the fact that you make them that you can hook the English girth to.
That's yes. not bareback, you guys. That's like a sofa you're putting on the back of your horse. This is called
you
the
bet.
Couch pad.
Yeah. This is old people bareback.
It just deserves it.
This is old guy bareback. This is horse husband approved bareback.
Lazy Boy recliner bareback pad.
I'm getting one.
This is nice stuff. It is beautiful too, Jamie. When you see these in person, they are just absolutely beautiful. We so appreciate you giving one of these away to our winner today. It's going to be a very special winner that we have today getting one of these pads. And, you know, you guys are doing a great job. They are so, I'm going to tell a little bit on you, Bertha. They are so company employee owned that when Jennifer talked to them about this giveaway, Bertha said, hold on, I got to go out and ask everybody if it's okay. She went out to the floor and she asked everybody, can we do this giveaway? And they all said yes, and that's why they were able to do it. Now that's an employee owned company right there.
No,
we also started a new dog collar, custom dog collar line, which we're real happy with, and a customer can really customize it for their special little friend, and you can have jewels or spikes or whatever you want on it, even put their names on them. And that's a new thing we're doing as well.
Cool. Well, that's terrific. Well, you can find all of that at caequine.com. That's caequine.com for California Equine. You can find all of their products there. They have their phone number there that you can check out all of the different products. Now, do you sell direct or is it all through stores?
It's all through stores.
Okay. Can they find the stores that carry it on your website?
No, but if they give us a call, I'll be more than glad to direct them to a local tax store in their area.
Okay. And let's support a company that really, you know, I love the employee-owned, but it also is American-made with American-made materials, and there's not too much of that left. So let's support California Equine. Thank you, Bertha, for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's not too many of those companies left in the world anymore.
No, definitely not. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, it is time for this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Now, Glenn, did you know that Tom Burlington, a.k.a. Jim Craig, a.k.a. the man from Snowy River, had a relationship with Nicole Kidman in 1986 during the filming of Wind Rider? They dated for 2 years. Wow.
Really? Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, before she was all tall and skinny and bird-looking and then went ahead and stole Keith Urban. I mean, married Keith Urban.
Well, basically, she's stolen two of your guys.
Who's the other one?
The man from Snowy River.
Oh, yeah. No, she's taken two. I swear the girl has been, you know, whatever. I could name like 20 guys she slept with, okay? What is wrong with her? Sorry. I guess that comes with it when you date, like, when you work with all these really hot guys. Okay.
Okay,
Jamie, anyway.
Now focus. Really bad ads.
Okay.
Focus.
Really bad ads. It's Friday. I'm a little sassy. I'm tired. Sorry, you guys. I'll focus right now. Jennifer, if you want to go ahead and post the photo of the saddle for sale that I found, I was looking around, and, you know, as I do, I love to look at ads, and I can't buy any more horses. I'm out of stalls. So I found a saddle for sale, and I thought, wow, this is a spectacular saddle. For those who don't have Facebook open right now, it is a saddle that is like maybe sitting on a hitching post, I think, and you can see the maybe bottom left 6 square inches of it. It is the worst photo ever taken. You can barely see the saddle in the corner of the picture. Am I wrong, Glenn?
No, you're not wrong. And I thought maybe they were just, you only get half the saddle, the back half. They're selling the front half to somebody else.
Nice. Very, very nice. I love this one. I want the saddle, and some of them, $100. And that's the ad. It actually says saddle for sale, $100 used. And
that was
apparently,
it. That's all I knew. All right, the next one up was from Rachel Mitchell, who sent this in. It's horse trailer. Boy, we got a lot of horse trailer ones this week. Horse trailer, $350, Avondale. Hi, everyone. I am selling a horse trailer. It's extremely sturdy and in good shape, aren't they all? It has some compartments to store things like a saddle. It has a spare tire, too. It's just not in the picture. Call Ventura for details to set up an appointment, blah, blah, blah. Feel free to call anytime, Saturdays, Sundays, and Monday. Other days, call between 11 and 2:30 p.m. I work the other times and cannot answer my phone. If you call and I don't answer, leave my voicemail with your name and phone number, and I'll let you know when calling for the trailer. Thanks for viewing. You will not be disappointed. This is more instruction that we've ever – there is more instruction about how to call in this ad than there is about the trailer.
Oh, my gosh. You're exactly right. You know, Yanni, people can just leave a voicemail. They don't have to be instructed to call between 11 and 2:30 p.m., blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. Another trailer ad, Karen Heiser sent this one in. Home, now, how is there not a picture with this? I mean, come on. Anything that has the ad title is homemade trailer. Homemade trailer. And then the whole... ad starts and it's spelled wrong. Home Mead trailer, no deck. Deck size is 4 foot wide by 8 foot long. So you just said there was no deck. Homemade trailer, no deck. Deck size is 4 foot by 8 foot. It's 4 foot wide by 8 foot long. Said there's no deck. Tires are old. Unknown overall length. Unknown overall length. Why don't you go out there and measure it? You got a measuring tape to do the 4x8. C channel size. With brackets welded on for sides. Two pieces of C-channel welded together to form I-beam up the center. Heavy springs on the axle. No lights or fenders. She's not pretty. No kidding. She's not pretty, but she used to be used to go down some mean trails to get firewood. Asking $400 or make reasonable offers that I can't refuse. Was just going to cut it up, but I figure I'd offer someone a good solid trailer. If not gone in a week or two, we'll cut up and be scrapped. No bull beep. They actually put that in their ad.
They did.
Why would you put a cuss word in your ad? Here, come
by
this piece of junk.
He put it twice. He said, no bull. Reply to ad. Cash and carry. We'll delete ad when gone. The beep on it will be cleared off this week. Does not go with it. Two S words in one ad and Craigslist.
Well,
the other thing I thought was funny on this one was they won $400.
Dude, it's a homemade 4 foot by 8 foot trailer where they don't know how long it is. But
and
they
also,
said it's 8 foot.
I hate to hop on this ad, but it was so wrong in so many ways. She's not pretty, but used to go down the road some mean trails to get to firewood. Well, if it doesn't have deck, wouldn't the firewood just fall through?
I know. This doesn't make any sense. Let's move on.
All right. Well, the next one is from Karen Heiser, sent in chicken manure, $5. We don't get more of these chicken manure ads. We are selling chicken manure, $5 per 50-pound bag. Also, we have a tractor. Every bucket full is $20. So I couldn't figure this out when I first read it. Are they selling the tractor too? And then I think that what they mean is that there's a they have a tractor with a bucket, and you can buy a bucket full for $20. That's kind of what I was getting.
This is what I thought of. $5 per 50-pound bag. Do you know how many chickens it takes to make a 50-pound bag of chicken poop?
Thank you, Jennifer. Sure. I was thinking the same thing. How many freaking chickens do you have, or have you just not cleaned up after the, 10 you have for a long, long time? That's ridiculous.
How long does it take you to get a 50-pound bag of chicken poop out of your 7 chickens?
Well, I don't have 7 chickens. I have 3 chickens and 6 baby chicks, and I probably could scrape about 2 pounds out of their thing. So, no, they're chickens. They don't poop that big.
I didn't know you got baby chicks.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yeah, because then you said that you couldn't go to get the hardware store without buying baby chicks as well. Yeah. By the way, baby chicks are so stinking cute when they're babies. And now that they're about 2 months old, they look like baby buzzards. They're so hideous.
They do have an adolescent phase.
They have an adolescent phase. Well said, my friend, because they're disgusting. And they're so fast, and they keep jumping out of the thing. Well, I'm like, okay, if you keep jumping out, you're going to get eaten, so I have to catch them and put them back in their little thing. And then they just scream. They shriek, and they run really fast, and I spend too much time a day trying to catch baby chicks. Baby buzzards. Oh, God, they're disgusting. Let's go with our next one. And I found this one, and it's short and sweet. And, you know, we always find these ads, Glenn, where people want to trade something.
Yes.
And I find that we've never really seen this before because, I don't know, people are usually trying to trade this for the horse. So I'm selling a very pretty horse. This is all one sentence. I'm selling a very pretty horse. He is male. He is 2 years old. I'm asking $800, or I would like to trade it for 2 junk cars.
He doesn't want good cars. He wants junk cars.
Well,
he's willing to settle.
The whole thing is ridiculous. You've got. He's very pretty. He's 2. That's all the info you're giving, and then you want 2 junk cars for $800. Ugh, this is just stupid. All right, next. People, stop breeding horses, please. If you don't have, some guy that is going to have 2 junk cars to trade for a 2-year-old, poor horse, my God. Carry on. And you know that horse is living in with the junk cars that he already has. So it's like probably a big pasture of crap, and this horse has like survived living in a pasture full of junk cars. Sorry,
I'm still stuck in the baby chicks. Remember the list you did earlier? Now imagine you're sitting across from your friend at the Starbucks, and you're overheard saying, "I spend way too much time every day chasing chicks."
Good one, Glenn. Wow, well said.
We could do those every day. All right.
I chased
next one.
The chicks and I rode them too hard. My God. It's a heck of a day.
Cynthia sent the next one in. Thank you, Cynthia. This is a Tennessee Walker mare, $600. Now, you know how we have the ones that don't have any punctuation? They're an entire long paragraph full of no punctuation, and then we make Jamie read those. Well, this one has too much punctuation, and in almost every in the wrong places, and in almost every case, instead of one period, there's 2. So this one's way over-punctuated, so I'm going to try and read it as it is. TWH mare, 17.2 hands. This mare is big. This mare has been showing and trail course. And we bought here have mules with her. She has been out in our field for 6 years, and we had 5 gated mules with her here. All are gated. She breed in shoot or field very calm and stay real still. Double punctuation. We pulled here out of field and took here to the arena and throw a saddle on here, and she rode right off. With on buck or kick. She just need to be rode, R-O-A-D. Love water and bridges and poop hill. Let me reread that sentence. Love Water. Love Water and Bridges and Poop Hill. She loves the Poop Hill, apparently. This mare has been rode in the Mountains and went hunting and pack, and we paid a lot for her. We selling her for $9.95 or offer. You can call, blah, blah, blah. Lots of punctuation in that one. What the heck is a Poop Hill? Do you think they ride her up and down the manure pile?
That's what it sounds like to me. Poor little thing. They do got to say that she has papers. I'm working on them. What are you doing to her papers? Why are you working on them?
This was so hard to read this one because there was so much misspelling. With on bucker kick. I don't even know what that means. With on bucker kick.
Well, I must give you this, Glenn, because that was very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I gave you the next one for obvious reasons.
Oh, you know what? They have had babies. The
Gophers. Oh, no, they're back?
And they are trying to make their way into our property. So I have set a perimeter of black box gopher traps around the front of my property right now. And I think I'm not going to say they figured it out, but they are very challenging right now. I did get one out of setting about 50 traps. Where I was before, get them, bam, set the trap, get them. Nothing now. So we're going to have to rethink this whole gopher thing. The Unwanted Gopher Coalition needs to, they have done some regrouping, is what I should say. And they have come back strong. But that's okay. I'll be stronger. All right. Obviously, the next one is, if I knew where this was, I would go to their place. It's Atascadero is the city. Rachel Nope sent this in. And Gopher Exterminator is the title. And, honey, I feel you because the first sentence is, I need a lot of gophers dead.
Short and sweet.
I understand. I feel you. Email me your plan and price. If you can do the job, my next door neighbor might be in also. So, bye. You get this house, you kill all their gophers, and you got to go next door and kill all their gophers. I feel you, gopher exterminator neater, because,
See, I read this when I read it the first time. Let me read it. And this is how I read it the first time. I need a lot of gophers dead. Email me your plan and price. If you can do the job, then the neighbor might be in also.
Ooh.
It almost sounded like to me like if you can kill the gophers, you can kill the neighbor next. I don't like this.
Okay, that's funnier.
That's the way I read it.
You can kill the gophers. You're going to the neighbor's house and killing the neighbor. All right, here's the next one. Andalusian gelding, $14,000 in North Phoenix. Bay Andalusian gelding, 10 years old, 15-3 hands, registered. Cesar is an amazing horse. Anyone can ride, beginner to advanced. He is currently being trained in high school dressage. He's been shown in halter, English, Western, Eclipse, load, bathes, and is easy to handle. He's never been lame a day in his life. He loves to trail ride. He's amazingly smooth, great for bareback. This boy's going to make somebody really happy. Come see him and go for a ride. Stephanie.
What's wrong with that?
No.
That's a good ask.
I actually just saved that one because I want to go ride him. I didn't mean to email that one to you there, Jennifer. That actually was one I figure, you know, what the hell. It's an Andalusian, and he's in my city. And he's $14,000. I'll never be able to afford him, but wouldn't that be fun to just take him for a spin?
Yeah, that would be fun. I was wondering what's wrong with the Atos going. This is pretty good. That's pretty good, actually.
No, I just actually was interested in this ad. I'm going to call Stephanie and then go ride her Andalusian gelding and then be like, oh, you know what? I'll call you. I can't afford him, but I'll call you back. Well, I'm really thinking about it. Maybe I should come ride him again. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the next one, we're getting the Aussies in on the action here. Mel Donald sent this one in from Australia, and it was a trade again, another trade, and this is a little different this time. I have a 14-foot boat with a 25-horsepower Evinrude motor. We'll trade for an old horse trailer, saddles, tack, bomb-proof old horse, 22s that shoot straight, etc. What you got? The engine is a screamer. Both looks like... I don't think that's good, is it? The engine is a screamer. They're not really supposed to scream, are they?
That's another one of the coffee house things. Like, boy, it really screams a lot. Yeah. Got to watch your company.
The boat looks, our boat looks as pics show. Only wooden floor has faded due to the sun, and have 2,500 into the boat, looking to get at least 2,000 or equivalent, and ready to make trade. So if you've got, apparently he doesn't want a young horse, he wants an old horse, so you can trade an old horse, and or if you have a 22 that shoots straight, you can get this boat.
I love it. I love it. So even in Australia, they do ridiculous stuff like this. I want a big old horse. I'll give you my boat. That's boat people. I didn't know boat people could be horse people, because boat people, their boats take up their entire time, and horse people, horses are the same. So this guy is just switching one bike for the other.
Well, we missed the biggest part of this one. Wait a minute. At the end, it says in parentheses, better not tell my dad he's a boat fella. Which means it's his boat. When you read between the lines, the guy's selling his dad's boat.
Oh, my gosh. Or trading it. You know, I give away your daughter's horse to the guy and get the boat. Make it a whole family event. The next one, if you recall, we had one last weekend that was pain in the ass mini donkey. Pain in the donkey mini donkey. And the ad kind of went something like this. John Bailey sent an precocious 7-year-old with a penchant for opening gates, army crawling under fences, and waking up the neighbors at ungodly hours. Loves to be groomed by everyone but the one that feeds him. Demands a king's ransom in the finest hay, only to pee over anything that might hit the ground. Enjoys regular visits from the vet and farrier, as he routinely causes such a fuss that I need to reschedule. Thoroughly loves to chase and maim dogs and other furry critters. Gets along well with pasture mates. Gets along well with pasture mates that can outmaneuver his back hooves. Trailers well, probably. Gelded, although I would happily do it again. And potential homes will be thoroughly screened for video cameras so I can make a clean getaway, contact with questions. Well, that was last week. And so Dawn actually saw that she had added an update. The fine print, as she called it. Fine print, added 312. Despite my big talk here, Donkey is actually in no danger of being sent to auction or sold to some traveling band of indoor basketball players.
I haven't thought about Donkey basketball in years.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah, we used to play Donkey basketball in high school. There used to be the teachers against the basketball team.
Oh, I did not know that. I am looking for
a
home.
You didn't play donkey basketball in Atlanta?
We played horse.
I thought, no, these are real donkeys. They brought them in with little rubber things on their hooves, and you played basketball on the donkey.
No way.
Yes. I thought every high school did that.
There is no way that your high school brought in donkeys.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer, back me up here.
Oh, yes, donkey basketball was huge. You bet.
Oh, yeah, they would sell tickets. That stadium would be sold out for that.
Hold
Teachers
on,
against the basketball team.
Donkey basketball.
Yeah, and somebody back me up here. Post on Facebook if your high school used to play donkey basketball.
Wait, you guys rode the donkeys playing basketball?
They dribbled and rode the donkeys playing basketball, and you'd have to stay on the donkey, and then you'd have to throw baskets from the donkey. Yeah. Donkey basketball.
That's ridiculous. That never happened.
It did. Honest to God, yeah. Somebody's going to post. I guarantee you, Glenn Forrester's going to post that they played donkey basketball at his high school. Help me out here,
Glenn. Oh, my God. TheOnion.com has an article called 2-Year-Old Donkey Called Up to Pro Donkey Basketball.
Made I told you.
That's weird.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt your ad, but I just brought back memories.
But you guys were kids and you're riding donkeys on a basketball court?
Yeah, in the high school.
In the high school. But did you know how to ride donkeys?
No, that's what made the whole thing so funny, is the teachers and kids falling off the donkeys.
I think ride the donkey might be a stretch.
Yeah.
You sat aboard the donkey while the donkey does whatever it daggone well pleases.
Yeah, it was very funny. It was very funny.
This I have to see. This I have to see.
I can't believe in the South, the home of tractor pulls, horse pulls, professional wrestling, you guys didn't have donkey basketball.
You know, I'm not into animal abuse and cruelty, so that is why I never played donkey.
There was no cruelty to the animals. The donkeys got the best of this game.
Did you wear helmets and stuff?
No. And yes, somebody usually got hurt.
Oh, my God. How old are you? Were they allowed
high school? High school.
Oh, my God. There's videos online of donkey basketball. I thought when she said indoor basketball players, I was like, that was a really strange reference.
Oh,
okay.
All right, keep going. We got to keep going here.
Okay. I'm looking for this win. I mean, my God, you win for having ridden a donkey playing basketball.
Not really
riding.
You
need a
pair
of accents.
Sitting there.
Yeah. I saw a photo online. Somebody's dragging their donkey towards the goal with the basketball in their hand.
I'm sorry. I'm watching a donkey basketball video. I'll put myself on
it. Focus. We have to finish this show. We have 5 minutes.
I am looking for a home that can give him a job, career, or provide that springboard and mentorship into political office. I am not selling him for money, nor am I looking to offload him onto some hoarding situation or Enumclaw funny farm. Enumclaw? Whatever that means. However, I am asking the same of you and requesting that he be returned if you can no longer care, feed, vet, entertain him, or if you find your herd some morning curled up, whimpering, and begging for swift exorcism of the demon donkey. I will do a site visit and check farrier and vet references. So if after reading this fine print, you still think you have the perfect fit, please drop me a line. This woman actually likes this donkey. I don't even know why she's selling it.
Jennifer, this is the first time we're going to do this, but if you can track this woman down and get her on the show next week, this is a woman with a sense of humor. We need to have her on the show. I want to know more about this donkey. Let's get her on the show. Try and find her. Send her a message or something. See if she'll come on the show and talk about her donkey. That'd be funny. Hey, I think we're gonna have to save a couple of these for next week because we talked so long here, and go right to the winner because we're running out of time. And we have something special planned for the winner today. So why don't you announce who won?
I don't remember who won. Oh, Tiffany, right?
Yes. And she's a new poster, I think. She's a submitter.
Tiffany Crumbly, congratulations. You are the winner of Really Bad Ads because you sent us this ad called X Racehorse for Sale Related to Secretariat, $10,000 in Citronelle, Alabama. All right, are you ready, Glenn?
I am ready.
I have a registered thoroughbred horse for sale. His barn name is Thunder. His registered name is Hurricane Luke. He is 8. Thunder rides great and is a lot of fun to ride. Thunder is a very calm and gentle horse. He is the calmest horse on my property, although if you want him to get up and go, he is the fastest horse around. Thunder is faster than a horse galloping just at his canter. Thunder.
Oh.
Has a negative Coggins test and is up to date on shots and warmer. Thunder is approximately 16 two-hands high. Thunder
comes with
everything you need to ride. He comes with a Western saddle, trail bag, saddle bags, hoof pick, medium brush, lead rope, bridle, curved bit, reins, halter, chest strap, and more. Thunder is trained in many different things. He is trained to calf rope. You can rope off his back. He is trained for saddlebags. He is trained in whipless lunging. He has been despooked, and he is trained for mounted gunfire. Thunder is also trained to be used to cars and other vehicles. Thunder has the racing tattoos under his lips. He is a registered thoroughbred. Thunder's pedigree is very expensive.
My finger's getting tired.
This line here, I'm just going to skip the name and go with pedigrees is very extensive and dates all the way back to the 1960s. believe it or not, his pedigree probably dates a little further back
than
the
that.
If you the tattoo thoroughbred, you're looking at
somewhere.
The yes, like it says on top, Thunder is related to Secretariat, Bold Ruler, and something royal. Well, I'm sorry. If he is related to Secretariat, then obviously he's related to Bold Ruler, since that is the father of Secretariat, and something royal, the mother of Secretariat. So this person has just seen the movie a little too many times, and it, just being the great-great-great-great-grandfather doesn't make it really that awesome. Thunder's sire is Hurricane Center. His dam is Lovely Lou. Wow, those are big names in the thoroughbred world. Thunder was raised and won over $90,000 in his racing career. I have the official family tree papers in my possession. Thunder has no bad habits whatsoever. He has no physical issues whatsoever. This is a steal of a deal for Thunder. He has been appraised for $20,000. Thunder would be a great horse for a beginner or all the way to the top advanced rider. Thunder can do it all. Good button pushing, Glenn. Well
thank
done.
Thank you. What was the horse's name again? I've forgotten already.
And not recall, but I think it had something to do with Thunder.
How many times can you put a horse's name in one ad?
A lot, apparently, because his name is Thunder! Everybody have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, and geld. I am out of here.
We'll be back live on Monday morning, 9 a.m. on Horses in the Morning.
Yeah.